Welcome to the Property Profits Podcast. My name is Travis Wells, and I will be your host every single week. It is my job to bring on a specialist in every part of real estate, whether that be retail, big commercial, luxury, flipping, land, you name it. I cannot wait to introduce you to these people because there are masters at their craft out there. At the end of each podcast, my mastermind group will come on and Q&A with these people and ask real-time, real-life questions so that we can all learn. I cannot wait to see you on my podcast.
Welcome to the show today. Thank you all so much for jumping on, and I am enjoying the heck out of this new segment of the podcast. I hope y'all are too. If you are, let me know what you think. Leave a comment, leave a like. 5 stars is awesome, but be honest. Anyways, let's jump into it today. I got an idea from my assistant. She's like, Travis, you should probably go over some crazy ass real estate stories. I've got a lot of them, and I wanted to bring some to you today. One is of recent, of last week. And the reason I want to tell you some of these stories is maybe you can avoid some of the mistakes and the heartache that I went through and that I learned from and move forward from there. So anyways, and you don't have to make them. So last week, we closed on a mobile home park assignment deal. All right. Well, we were trying to close on it at the time. We finally are getting funded today on it. But here's what I screwed up on. We got this thing under contract for a certain amount, and we're making a good amount of money on this thing, but we got it under contract for a certain amount, and we find an end buyer. All right. Well, the end buyer, 2 days before closing, decides to get his attorney involved to review everything, which whatever. We are okay with that. All of our contracts have been scrubbed by attorneys and whatever, right? We're cool with that. We do an up and up in business. Everybody knows what they're doing. Attorney comes back and says, hey, in your assignment agreement, it doesn't say that you retain your original earnest money. Therefore, since my client signed this assignment, he accepted the original terms of the contract. So luckily it was $1,500. It wasn't too bad, but still, it's the principal. He gets that $1,500. I didn't want to blow the deal because it was big ass. It was not huge, but it was a good assignment, right? I said, sure, I got you. I'll add that in my contract moving forward. Even though I thought it was horrible business to do that, I said, fine. All right, get this. Buyer signs. Seller signs all docs, and then it's time to sign the deed. And the seller gets this spark, imagination going on thing, and he's like, hey, hold on, I'm not signing. My wife that passed away had mineral rights, and we want to make sure those convey. Well, come to find out, they weren't going to convey. We never talked about that. We never thought about that. This is an oil and gas town. We said, how much are you making on this thing? He said, well, we've made $1,200 in the last 3 years. I said, man, you're about to step away from $160,000 or whatever it was. No, he was getting anyway, something like that for $1,200, possibly over 3 years. So $400 a year. He's like, yeah, it's more sentimental than me. I was like, what the hell? And after I calmed down, I said, well, what do you want? He said, 10 grand. I said, I'm not paying you 10 grand. And he's like, I want 10 grand. I said, I'm not doing it. I'll give you 2. And we went back and forth. We ended up agreeing at 5, even though it hurt every part of my ego to do so. So always ask if it's land in an oil and gas town or near an oil and gas town. Doesn't hurt to ask about mineral rights. Because we did not even think about that, and I ended up having to pay 5 grand to close that deal. So 6,500 total, my earnest money, 1,500, and then 5 grand, which was 6,500 that I did not make because I didn't ask about mineral rights, or I didn't have in my assignment agreement that I retained earnest, even though I could have fought that. I wasn't going to fight an attorney, didn't want to do it. Still happy with my assignment. Doesn't mean you should get walked all over, but is what it is. So I have a bunch of crazy ass real estate deals and things that have went crazy awry, right? And if you have any, send a comment in or DM me or something. Get an email me. Tell me a crazy story. I'd love to maybe get you on here and we'll talk about it or talk about your story on here. I just like sharing these because it can help all of us in the grand scheme of things. If we can learn from each other's mistakes, good and bad, you can always learn from stuff that happens to people. Also, I had another one. We're going to make a good rip on this lady. And I don't know what kind of due diligence I could have done prior to this, maybe asked a few more questions, but we got excited. And when I say I have a team and acquisitions people, and they lock contracts up on our, they lock contracts up. So it's not always just me calling. I do get in the battery box a lot though. I enjoy that. However, we had a multifamily property one time, and right before close, the realtor actually got jealous that we were going to make such good money on it, that we got it for such a good price. He happened to know or hear that this lady had filed for bankruptcy in whatever state she was in. So he calls the bankruptcy attorney, lets them know that, that, you know, she was selling at a low price, and they ended up, the attorney called me, ended up saying that they couldn't, you know, they couldn't allow her to sell that. They're in control of this and that and the other. And I know there's certain things I could have done to tie up that property and do stuff like that, but I didn't want to do that to that lady. You know, we had another one with multiple heirs recently. You know, a couple months back, we got like five heirs on board or four heirs on board, and the last one the day before closing just decided she would not sell. It didn't matter how much money we paid her. So I just want y'all to know with these kind of stories that it's part of the business. You know, when you're hunting deals and you're doing contracts, it is part of the business for deals to fall out. Now, there are title experts out there, you know, and we clear a lot of our own titles and we're getting better and better at it by the day. I was actually at a good buddy of mine's event over the weekend, Logan Bentley Fulmer. He specializes in that. So another one recently is we had an end buyer to buy a property that we had got under contract. This is $180,000. They did us a big favor, by the way. It was $180,000 property, and we got it under contract for $115,000, 0% interest, $800 a month, and rents over there are $1,700 a month. So we got this badass deal, and we had an end buyer for $10,000. They're supposed to pay us $10,000, which we are going to make a lot more than that now. But that's what we agreed on. They're going to pay us $10,000 for this deal. It was actually, you know, one of their leads. We closed it. We had a JV, whatever. But we ended up having to take it down. We had to buy it because they just weren't in the position to close on it, which crap happens. No big deal. But, you know, like we had to buy that thing. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go market it on the MLS and everywhere else for like $160,000 owner finance. But I told you I had this thing at 0% interest. So now I can charge interest. The thing is, though, when you do that, you know, I highly recommend using a loan officer, you know, RMLO, because if you're ever going to do a wrap or you're ever going to charge interest or sell something on a note to somebody and it's going to be their primary residence, you really, by law, should use an RMLO. I'm not an attorney, not giving legal advice, but I'm just saying use an RMLO. Find a loan officer, have them draft everything, do their thing. That's what we're going to do if we sell it on a wrap. Anyway, that is my stories from the pit today, the real estate trenches. Like I said, if you got any cool ones, man, send them a DM, email. I'd love to hear about them. We could talk about them on here. And until next time, I got a pretty badass guest coming on this week, and you'll be hearing from me a couple more days before that. Hope you have a good one. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please refer a friend. It would mean the world to me. And also, if you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, go to www.exclusivehousinginvestors.com. If you're interested in joining the mastermind group, email me at travis@exclusivehousingtexas.com.